It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Restoring public safety is a top priority for state Senate Republicans. Senator Mike Padden, the ranking Republican on the Senate Law and Justice Committee, says the legislature needs to focus on a couple of issues when it's back in session.
I think the top two problems right now is that law enforcement are not able to pursue criminals because the pursuit bill was killed by the Senate Democrats after passing the Senate originally, making a few changes in the House, coming back, and they wouldn't bring it up, despite efforts that we made to do so. The other thing is the decriminalization that the Democrats did in 2021 for felony drug possession. And that has enabled gangs to be more active, to commit more crimes, to feed their drug habits. So you take both those things together. For example, on the pursuit, not having the pursuit has led to more violent crimes. There's actually been folks that work at pot shops who have been killed, and other businesses. There have been more fights between rival gangs going on. So crime has shot up, especially violent crime. So this is a major problem throughout the state and something that we really need to take care of next session.
Chelan County Sheriff Brian Burnett concurs.
The uptick in auto theft, we believe that's directly tied to the lack of being able to pursue vehicles. Criminals know it doesn't take long, boy, that they're emboldened, they're emblazoned, that say, hey, I can get away, I can do this. And there is an inherent risk. There's always been an inherent risk when we have to go and try to apprehend criminals that don't want to be taken into custody, and a pursuit is one of those things. But, you know, we want to say, let us rely on policy and training. Let us have mandated specific training that we do on our agencies to maintain those safeties. Because if you do it by that and they train their staff right and they have all of these checklists in, they should be able to balance that public safety risk with the scenario at hand and what that crime that's being done and what the behavior it is. So I think we need to rely more on our professionals, for our sheriffs and our chiefs, to manage their people and put the professionals out there and let them do their job, again, to stop criminal behavior and not tie in the hands of our professionals out there that should be stopping the criminal behavior. We're seeing the open border situation. The cartel is pumping the fentanyl into the United States, both from the southern borders, even to the northern borders. They're gonna bring it in way they can. They're doing things to cross-contaminate other drugs with fentanyl to make people be addicted when they weren't even planning on doing an opioid-based drug. And then they're going to rely on that to sell because they're in the marketing business. But we're going to see a spike in criminal property crimes, assaults, a lot of different things, drug addiction to homelessness, and we need to put a stop to it. And so we need help on the federal level. We need help with our state legislative laws and different things, and not taking away the tools from our law enforcement professionals, but providing them with the tools. And I think that's what legislatively needs to happen across the board.
While Snohomish County Sheriff Adam Fortney agrees that laws regarding pursuits and drug possession are big problems, he believes something else is the top challenge for law enforcement.
Recruitment and retention. It's just a topic that we are talking about every day here at the sheriff's office. I talk to other police chiefs and sheriffs across the county and the state, and we're all seeing the same thing. The first part of that is retention, trying to keep good people in the profession, and then recruiting new people to do the job. We are seeing new kids that want to come in and take on this profession in this day and age, but not to the extent that we are used to, not to an extent that's sustainable, and it does not match or equal the people who are choosing to leave this profession. And that's why I would say that there is a recruitment and retention crisis. When the state of Washington, I would say our elected representatives, and it's not all of them, it's a partisan vote, unfortunately, but it was, comes after and what I would say demeans a profession for the better part of 2 years, 2.5 years. We as law enforcement professionals, there's only so much you can take, just not as cops, just as an everyday human being. And it gets very difficult when our own elected representatives are, and again, what I would call, I'll repeat myself, but demeaning a profession. In Western Washington, at least I can speak for, we're fairly progressive when it comes to policing, and we were prior to 2020. We felt we did not a perfect job. We're human beings. We screw up from time to time, but we did an okay job. We felt we treated people right. And the session of the state legislature in 2021 really came after us in a negative way, and it wasn't comfortable. So there's risk and reward to everything that we do as law enforcement. When we get in these uniforms or these marked patrol cars, there's a risk there, and we accept that. But when we have our own elected representatives kind of I would say coming after one profession, passing all the police reform legislation they did. Some of it good. I'll say that. I'm on record as saying that. Some of it I don't think was good, which was reflective in the last session because they changed most of it back to what it was. That risk starts to outweigh the reward. The reward being, generally speaking, for law enforcement, we like to give back to our community. We see it as a service. And then we're making a living for our families, which we're trying to do. But there is a point where that risk will outweigh the reward. And I think we're either there or approaching it really quick in Washington State. I think the legislature has to change their tone down there. I think it was, and I think some of them have even said this, where it was an emotional reaction to what happened in 2020, all the national events that we saw. And there were some good valued conversations that came from that. But when you start changing the way we do business on a daily basis, and you do it in historically speaking, relatively quick terms, that nothing good is going to come to that. And let's face it, in 2020 and 2021, no one wanted to hear from the police. We lobbied down there. We talked to our representatives. We did all of the above, but no one wanted to hear from us. I think they're listening now. I think we're starting to turn a corner, but that kind of remains to be seen.
Seattle City Attorney Ann Davison is working on restoring public safety in her crime-ridden city.
Advocating and partnering with those who create public safety together. So we have partnered with the King County Prosecuting Attorney's Office, which was not there before, with Seattle Police Department, which was not there before, and with King County Jail is an important part too. It's to make those systems function together as a unit, because that's the only way any one of us can improve public safety. So we were building that system, and that includes being able to have the jail available to us as a tool. We need to have all kinds of tools available, including diversion, including community court, but importantly, that there's in-custody treatment and there is a release plan at the end of that. So there is a complete picture for that individual, and they are not looking to go back into that same cycle of crime and destructive behavior for themselves or for the public.
Senate Republicans plan to continue their push to restore public safety in next year's legislative session. Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC, on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus, and on Instagram at WasSenRepublicans. I'm Trace Yellis. This is the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.